Penny Spack from Peabody High School, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month for the month of December here is joining us here in the month of January. So, Penny, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations on the award.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. So excited to get this honor.
Yeah, it's an academic and an athletic honor. And athletically, you are doing it all at Peabody High School, a three-sport captain, ice hockey now, soccer in the fall, softball in the spring. But let's begin with athletics, and let's begin with ice hockey. So tell me about the Peabody girls ice hockey team. And, of course, it's a co-op team with Linfield and North Reading as well. So that's kind of got to be an exciting thing as well, having the other schools involved. So tell me about the season so far. You guys have done very well.
Yeah, I've been super excited. Our season has gone very, very well so far. I've had a great relationship with all of the girls. I think I've even become more strongly connected to all of them this year. And I'm lucky enough to have my sister on my team this year, which I'm so excited about. And we've been doing really well. We've just kept on improving and getting better. And the team chemistry was great from the start, but it's just even getting better and better as we go along the season. And it's great to see, and I'm so excited. We have a couple big games coming up, and I'm so ready and so excited to play.
Well, as a defenseman now, Penny, tell me about your game, and has it changed at all from last year to this year? Do you feel you're able to do more or different things this year with the team and for the team?
Yeah, I feel like as a whole, our team has improved, and everyone's kind of stepped up into a new role all on their own. I feel like I'm able to experiment a little bit more this year, which is kind of nice. I get to, when I get the puck, I'm a little bit more confident this year than I was last year, which is such a great feeling. And I feel like when I get the puck, I know that I'm confident in myself and I'm confident that my teammate is going to be there, even if I do make a mistake. So I've grown in that way, but also in my own way in athletics. I've worked very hard over the summer, and I worked on my game a lot, and I think that that work that I put in has definitely helped me to become not only a better hockey player, but just better overall for all three of my sports.
Well, I think you ought to give an additional shout out to your sister. So tell me, what is her name and what does she do for the team?
My sister's name is Eleni Spack. She is also a defenseman, and I am so happy to be playing with her this season.
Gotcha. All right, so that's hockey, and let's just jump around. And by the way, we will talk about college in a moment, but if you do go to college, I mean, you'll go to college, but when you go to college, you are looking to possibly play hockey at maybe the D3 level. Does that sound right?
Yes, that does, definitely. I'm looking to either play D3 or maybe a club hockey team.
Gotcha. Now let's go to the other sports here. Let's just stay on the athletics here. Softball is coming up this spring, and you guys have had a lot of success in softball, too, at Peabody over the years.
Yes, definitely.
So tell me about your role on the softball team, again, captain. So your position and a bit about a softball note or two that you can remember from maybe even last year.
So I am either the left or right outfielder most of the time. Last year we had such a great season, and I've grown up with those girls. I've always played with them for All-Stars, and since I was 12, I can remember that, like, the dads of Mark Betancourt actually was my coach since I was little, and I've loved growing up in that environment with those girls. And last year, we got so far as the state championship, and that was so exciting to be there, and I can't wait to get back at it and try to go for that state championship this year.
And speaking of success, I mean, the soccer team this past fall, I mean, you guys were very good there as well. I mean,
Yeah, definitely. The soccer team did very well this year, and I was so happy to get the chance to play out there with all those girls.
All right, I want to talk to you about the academic piece here. So if you were to kind of tell us, you know, in the classroom, your favorite subject areas. I mean, people tend to skew either English history, math, science, and then break it down more specifically than that. Where are your interests academically?
I'm kind of more down the STEM road, I guess. I've always been kind of a mathy brain, I think, in black and white. But I do enjoy my histories as well. This year, I've really been challenging course, but I like that challenge, and it kind of gives me a new view on the way that the world works. I've also really enjoyed AP Calculus and AP Economics, so kind of everywhere, and I've enjoyed all of my classes this year and really enjoyed the teachers that I've had.
I think you just broke up at the very beginning of that. What was the first class that you mentioned that you shared with us?
I think I said AP Physics first. That was this year I've been taking AP Physics, and it's definitely been a challenging course, but I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think they all sound pretty challenging. But so now, if you were to, you know, you have some great teachers over at Peabody High School, and is there a teacher or two that's kind of been kind of inspirational or made you kind of like a subject, you know, more than you might have thought you might like a subject, something along those lines that, you know, have kind of been a teacher that you kind of will remember for sure when you leave Peabody High?
Yeah, so one of my favorite teachers at Peabody High who's had a huge impact on me was my pre-calculus teacher from last year. She's the math department head, Ms. Posterero. Since I had her last year, she has inspired me because she's so enthusiastic and so happy to be there and make a connection with the student, as well as so many other teachers that I've had at Peabody High, like Mr. Pedersen and Mr. Porcello. All of those teachers have had such an impact on me because they get to know the student and they really try to understand the student and really have a relationship with them, which is awesome. And I love feeling like I'm part of their class, but like I'm important to them. They're all three of those teachers and so many more are so excited to be at the school every day and so excited to make an impact on the lives of the students that they're teaching. And it's so great to see, and it's so great to be in front of them and be taught by teachers like that.
But you wouldn't blame them if they wished for a snow day now and then, though, would you?
Oh, no, not at all. I wouldn't mind one myself.
You know, we when we talk to the student athletes like yourself, Penny, we are often overwhelmed by the amount that you accomplish athletically and academically. So time management, you must have some very solid time management skills to balance everything that you do. So tell me a bit about that and what your day might be like or how you kind of handle all that you've chosen to take on.
Definitely, time management has been something that I've needed to work on this year. I tend to try to fit too much in too little time, so that's been something that I've had to kind of work on and definitely improve upon. I guess in terms of time management, it's kind of laying out what I have for that week and deciding when I need to do things, how long something is going to take me to do, and laying it all out so that I know when something has to be finished and how much I should accomplish in certain time periods.
Penny, what other extracurriculars do you do? Again, we've mentioned so much here, the athletics and the academics. What other extracurricular things do you do, in the community and at the high school?
So in the high school, I'm part of many clubs. I'm part of NHS, Model UN, the International Club, math team, DECA. I've been part of DECA for 4 years in a row, and I've loved it. And all of those clubs are definitely meaningful to me. I do my best to make sure that I can get to their meetings as soon as possible, as well as student government. I'm involved in the student council. So I try my best to keep myself involved in the school the best possible. Outside of school, I'm involved in my church. I am Greek Orthodox, and I go to St. Facilios in downtown Peabody. We have a dance group there that I am a part of. I'm also part of Goya, and I do a lot of service there.
Wow. So, Penny, after Peabody High School, I know you're looking at colleges and you haven't selected a college yet, but tell me academically, kind of a final question from me would be, academically, what are you thinking about possibly to do when you get to college? And I know you can always change up when you get to school or whatever, but what are you thinking?
For college, I was thinking potentially going down mathematics or neuroscience road. I hadn't really decided yet, but those were two subjects that definitely piqued my interest.
All right, Penny, anything else you want to share with us? Again, congrats on winning or being selected as our Monahan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month, but anything else you want to share or a shout out to anybody?
I just wanted to say thank you for the honor that this award is, and I also wanted to say a shout out to all my teachers, coaches, administrators, teammates, my parents, my sister, my family, everyone out there. I don't think that I would be where I am today without their support.
Absolutely. Penny Speck, thanks so much for joining us. Moynihan Lumber, Student Athlete of the Month from Peabody High School.